anything. Look. In and out. In and out. That's the way.
I thought we had killed her.
No. She will recover.
I'm sorry for making a mistake, Father.
To her, as you will.
Her poor head. The cut looks bad. Hey, do you think her brains will leak out?
Don't be silly. The cut's not so deep. It'll heal.
Do you think she was sent from home?
No.
Sent to bring us back?
No.
Well, she looks like she's from Earth.
Perhaps she does, but how many times have I told you, Elise? No one knows we are here. No one is ever going to bring us back.
That's what you always say, Father, but maybe...
What happened?
She speaks our language.
She does.
Gorgit, Fakwan.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, my head hurts.
She does. She was tricking us.
Were you? Trying to trick us?
No, but I have the kind of headache you can only swear about and thought I'd use Martian to spare the delicate ears of your young friend.
She is my daughter, Elise Caldwell. I am Ethan Caldwell.
Benny Summerfield.
Have you come from Mars?
Not lately.
Earth, then?
No.
Why have you come to Jegsaw?
I was just passing. I certainly wasn't intending to drop in like this. Look, could we maybe just talk later? I hate to seem antisocial, but I think I'm going to...
Oh, she's falling asleep again. Shall we take her back with us?
Yes, it is. I think we have better.
These are your first memories of coming to Jigsaw?
Yes. It happened just like that.
You will show me what happened when you regained consciousness.
What?
When you recovered inside the Caldwell's dome.
Please, I need to rest.
You will show me.
Or else you'll kill me?
You will show me. Remain awake. You are awake. You are awake.
Ah, you are awake.
My head. Ow. Still attached anyway.
Of course. You could not speak without a head.
Be quiet, Elise. I have found some pain relief tablets for you, Miss Summerfield.
Benny is fine. Thank you. I'm sure I'll be all right soon. Where are we?
We are in the dome.
This is where the two of us live.
Very tidy. Look, thank you for taking me in like this.
You would do the same for us, I'm sure.
But can you tell me, what the hell happened to me out there? One minute I'm in the shuttle and everything's fine, doing a low-level sweep, and then wham! Something hits with no warning and the ship drops like a stone.
It was us.
What?
I made a mistake.
You shot me down?
I wanted you to find us.
A dangerous and impulsive gesture. I knew nothing about it.
I tried to send up the distress rocket, but I got confused.
What the hell did you
do? I'm afraid my daughter mistook the rocket launcher for the distress flare. She is but a child of 16. Children make mistakes.
Mistakes? Wars have been started over less.
I have learned from my mistake. I will not make it again. But I made you notice us, didn't I?
You shot me out of the sky!
Please, calm yourself, Benny. Do you want some food?
No, you... No. No, no, thank you. I need to go and check on my shuttle, see how bad the damage is.
You need rest first. Please, be seated.
Well, you wanted me to find you, and here I am. What are you doing on Jigsaw? I take it this isn't the back room of a timeshare holiday villa.
The dome was left behind by the colonists. There was nowhere else for us to go. You see, our spaceship no longer functions.
Was she driving?
No, my brother was in control. A group of us had come here on a survey mission. I'm a mineralogist, you see. We were cataloguing the area for minerals, a private survey. A lot of the abandoned colony worlds are rich in untapped minerals. Chiefly agrarian societies, you see, so...
Yeah, I get the picture. But you crashed.
We have been on Jigsaw for over a year now.
Just the two of you?
My brother died.
What was that? An think I should be alone.
It's the robot. Are you all right?
My functioning is unimpaired.
Wow! That's what I call retro.
Its name is Robot K103.
What was that noise?
It knocked those construction poles over. I've been meaning to shift them.
I detected an intruder. I came here to establish it posed no threat to you.
This woman poses no danger to us.
I understand.
Oh, it's in incredible condition.
I am programmed for self-maintenance.
Oh, you get so used to nanotechnology that when you see something so big, I mean, you could fit a man inside there.
It is not a hollow suit, Benny. It is filled with wires and circuits.
Wires, transistors, silicon chips. Must be, 21st century?
I am proven K-Series Robot K-103. Date of construction, 2058. My purpose is to replace the human being in a variety of dangerous tasks. I am programmed for mining operations of all kinds, emergency surgical techniques in military locations under fire, the operation of exploration vehicles...
Spaceship repairs?
I am familiar with all Earth designs incorporating the Seer chip.
Goddess, that went out with perforated bog roll.
Programming updates include functional knowledge of Meissman Star Climber 3000
series. God, that takes me back to the playground. Star Climber 3000. For people who can't afford a proper bike. But why would you know about... your ship, Corwell?
It belonged to my brother.
Two brothers, a young girl and an ancient robot in an obsolete ship, hardly a typical wildcatting outfit. Which makes me wonder if maybe you're looking for something else.
What were you looking for here, Benny?
I told you, I was just passing. Looking for a place to stop and stretch my legs.
But instead you fell and banged your head.
Oi, that's still a sore subject. We're all stranded here now, till Brax comes looking.
Others will come here looking for you.
I'll get a call out to them. But this far out on the galactic rim, pickup won't be quick. Hey, but what about you? How come no one's rushed to your rescue?
We left no one behind.
Someone must have missed you, surely. Maybe they're just saving up for a Star Climber 4000. More reliable, you know.
Humans are not reliable.
Not always, maybe. But then, nor our robots.
You lied.
What?
You lied about your true motivation in coming to this planet.
I did not. I was just passing Jigsaw and...
I am programmed to analyze gradations of truth. Your voice pattern, hesitation, and failure to keep eye contact when stating your answer to Caldwell's question all indicate a deliberate withholding of the truth.
Goddess, you really are my guilty conscience, aren't you? Oh, stop that thing!
You will account for yourself without facetiousness.
I can do that.
You will tell me the truth about your visit here.
It was Brax's idea.
Brax is a human you consort with?
I'm not sure I care for the word consort. Look, he acquired some information about Jigsaw. It's an old Earth colony world, right?
The colonists left.
I know. Bargain basement terraforming ruined the soil within 10 years. Then nothing grew and they couldn't feed themselves.
The colonists did not return.
But they left something behind. That's what Brax thought. One of the first colonists to come here, Whitman.
Richard Elliot Whitman, age 38, colonial classification UTP-0426-1127.
Yes, him. He had worked on Earth in one of the big auction hubs, specializing in valuable antiquities. He had contacts. And not long after he left, hordes of priceless art treasures were mysteriously mislaid. Now, what if they wound up on Jigsaw?
Why would this have occurred?
Jigsaw wasn't a rich colony, but it had to trade to survive. I saw the list of stuff that went missing. We're talking serious beads and necklaces here.
Richard Elliot Whitman acquired these valuables dishonestly.
What do you think? Oh, please, just let me go!
Humans lie. Humanity is not worthy to survive.
I'm not lying. I'm only telling you what I was told. Thank you.
And now?
Now what?
Do you believe the antique art treasures you sought to find are still here?
Yes. Whitman believed the authorities were onto him. He was wrong, as it turned out. But he was too paranoid to risk taking those treasures with him when he left. He made a pact with the heads of the other colonists. They would leave the treasures there until they had clearance from Earth Central to start again on another world. Then they would reclaim them. But Whitman died before that clearance came. The others never dared to return here, afraid they'd be caught red-handed.
This is supposition. Lack of primary sources makes your hypothesis unsupportable.
All right, then. I'll give you another reason why I believe those art treasures are still here on Jigsaw.
Why?
Because I'm talking to one of them.
This information is irrelevant.
If you say so.
We will continue with the behavioral analysis.
Yippee.
Elise, look at the time.
It is 3:31.
3:31, and the day is wasting. There is a scheduled survey we must complete.
Yes, Father. The northwestern sector.
I suggest, Benny, that the robot accompanies you back to your ship to assess the damage and assist in repairs.
All right. At least we'll see what my shuttle has in common with a star climber. So you're still surveying?
The geographical mapping is very important. The finished charts will be very valuable.
I suppose if you're stuck here, you may as well use your time wisely.
It is not just that. We like it here, Benny. I'm sure that you will too while you are staying with us.
Sure, you're sure. But then you're sure a rocket launcher is a distress rocket, aren't you? I'll be back soon! What did they do while I was away?
They did what they said they would do. They surveyed an area in the northwestern sector.
So they kept up the charade. I mean, he believed in what they were doing.
Useful occupation is essential to maintenance of the human psyche.
Useful occupation? You don't have the first idea.
I am well acquainted with human perspectives.
How many people have you chained up to this damp, slimy wall and bullied into sharing their memories?
You will proceed.
Maybe I was wrong. Maybe you do understand the human psyche. When we're asked awkward questions, we try to change the subject too.
You will proceed.
Yes. Humans think it's better than lying outright as well. All right. All right. I'm sorry. I will proceed. You've got a good walk, haven't you?
I do not understand. Please rephrase your question.
Just admiring the craftsmanship. It's so quiet here, isn't it? Never get the feeling you're being watched. Ask a silly question. I don't see any sign of my ship. Are you sure this is the area?
Caldwell specified the grid location. This is the correct area.
Oh, I guess he'd know. You know, having surveyed the planet for a whole year. Do you go with him?
I am not needed for general surveying.
So you wouldn't know if he'd found anything out of the ordinary?
Your ship is over this rise.
It is. Oh, you're right! Goddess, what a state.
Damage is extensive.
Let's take a closer look. Red, green, or blue? I can never remember the sodding order. Robot, can you hold those wires together for me? Good. Green is the live one. Thanks. From here, I'm just connect this one to... Ah, there. That's the comms relay up and running on standby power. We are now officially in distress.
The range of the signal beacon at standby power is insufficient. The signal will not be detected.
Aha. Standby power would be insufficient on the star climbers you're used to, but not on this ship. I've been in so many scrapes, in the end, Brax had a whole extra power pack built into the comms relay. What the hell was that?
Indigenous fauna.
Looked like a jackal or a hyena or something.
Fauna is hostile to human life.
I'm not vegetarian by the looks of those fangs. Oh, bloody hell!
destroyed the animal.
You've destroyed the distress signal, you...
All right. All right. I suppose I'd be in more distress with rabies.
I am programmed to preserve human life.
Well, animal life can go to hell. They'll be listening out back home. They'll have got the message, however brief.
Humans gain nourishment from meat. We shall return to the dome. I will prepare the carcass.
Delicious.
Robot, Benny, you're back.
Back with dinner.
Dinner? What is that you are holding?
It is one of the wild creatures.
It attacked me. The robot killed it.
It is so damaged. I didn't recognize it.
Humans like to eat. I shall prepare the carcass.
Don't be upset, Elise. It didn't suffer. Where's your father?
He is still surveying. He will return soon.
Sun's going down. When do you eat dinner around here? Goddess help me, I am actually hungry.
Father will return soon. He will decide when we eat dinner.
What do they taste like, those dog things?
I have not eaten one for a long, long time. It tasted good, but I felt sad to eat it.
I'm sure it would have eaten you given half the chance. Are there many aggressive animals here?
No. The animals leave us alone now.
Do you keep fires going?
Fires?
Oh, surely you have fires. If not to scare away animals, then for warmth. The temperature plummets here at night, doesn't it?
The animals are scared of our robot. And it is warm in the dome. We stay there.
What? Cooped up all the time? I'm surprised you haven't gone...
Gone where?
I'm not surprised at all. Don't you want to know how I got on with the transmitter?
I'm sorry, Benny. How did you get on with the transmitter?
Got the briefest of signals out before the robot managed to squash it flat.
On purpose?
Oh, no. By accident. Why on earth would it have stopped it on purpose?
And will people come now?
Yes, I'm sure of it. Elise, are you all right?
I am fine.
Is there something you're not telling me? About the robot? Or your father?
I haven't shown you round here properly, have I? Let me do that now. I'm sure you will love it here, Benny. I didn't love it at first, but I do now.
I thought you wanted to be rescued.
I want to be happy. Come on, I'll show you the whole place. And this is Father's room.
Oh, locked.
He keeps special things in there.
Does he now? What's in this closet?
Only our food ration.
Enough to last you years. What about booze?
Booze?
Wine? Brandy? Beer?
There's nothing like that.
Oh, I thought things were bad before. Surely your dad's got something for a rainy day at the back somewhere. Elise? These are all well out of date.
That doesn't bother us.
Beggars can't be choosers, I suppose. Hey, you have a radio.
It just crackles a bit. A relic from the old days. Not much fun.
You haven't tried using it to signal other ships?
It's broken. It can't send signals, it only receives them. All faint and crackly.
Wonderful. Hey, what's over there? You haven't shown me that yet.
That's nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I see. A hastily concealed door in the hillside, sort of nothing, right? A hidden access to some kind of shelter, nothing.
I'm not allowed to go there.
Why? What's inside?
I don't know. I told you I'm not allowed to go there.
Who says? Your father?
Yes. And the robot.
The robot? The robot's supposed to do what you tell it. It's here to serve you.
The robot's purpose is to preserve human life.
There's something dangerous in there.
I only know I'm not allowed to go.
All right, but no one's told me not to, have they? I think I'll take a quick look.
No, Penny, you mustn't.
Going in there upsets you. Look the other way or something, okay?
Halt!
Goddess! Where did you spring from?
You may not enter.
I thought you were cooking up roast jackal on the other side of the dome. What are you doing in there?
This is a secure area.
Why?
You may not enter.
On whose authority do you give this command?
On my authority.
Father, you're back. Did you find anything?
It's very promising, Elise. Very promising.
Cool, well, I was only wondering what this place was and why it's guarded.
That is a private matter, but I assure you it is only a storehouse.
For what?
Old things. Things the colonists did not take with them when they left.
May I see?
Why should you wish to?
Because I'm interested in things from the past. I'm an archaeologist.
I see. Then come inside the dome. I will show you some things that may interest you.
Is it gloating time, Father?
Yes, child.
Good.
Gloating time?
Come. To my quarters. Open. Access code 158D2.
Voice pattern recognized.
Quite a collection of treasures you have here, Corwell.
Yes. Beautiful relics of old, old times. All very rare. Many beyond value. See here. A vorticist painting by Wyndham Lewis, created on Earth in 1918. And here is a samurai sword dating from the 15th century.
Where did you find these things?
It is my personal collection.
You found them here on Jigsaw, didn't you? Are there more of them? Corwell?
These Egyptian bowls date from the 3rd century BC.
Did the colonists leave them behind? Where's the key for this display case?
Do not touch that.
I just want to verify they're genuine.
They are genuine, but they're not for touching, not for handling.
Just for gloating over.
Of course. Anyone would gloat if they owned such treasures.
You have ownership, Chits. Certificates of authenticity?
I found them.
Where? Where did you find them? That store outside.
You are forbidden to go there.
You've got more in there, haven't you? Lots more.
Don't question the treasures, Benny. Enjoy them.
What, stand here and gloat over them like you do? Corwell, you don't own these artifacts. You're just a temporary custodian.
Am I?
These belong in a proper museum or a gallery.
This is their gallery.
A prefab domicile abandoned more than a century ago on a backwater planet like this.
Only we two know of their existence. We two alone.
But you're not alone now, are you? I'm here. And I got a message out. My friends will come and take us away. All of us. You'll be rescued, Corwell. You and Elise can go back home.
Home?
I have not yet completed my mineral surveys.
You choose to stay here. Cut off, all alone. A relic amongst relics, Corwell. These artifacts you keep locked in here, they could make you wealthy beyond your dreams. What do mineral surveys matter?
I cannot leave until my work here is complete. Please, Benny, you are my guest, and I have extended the arm of friendship to you.
Least you could do, seeing as she almost blew mine off.
Corwell!
Oh, God, you! I didn't hear you coming.
I have prepared the animal.
You must be hungry, Benny. Go with the robot.
What about you?
We have our rations.
Out-of-date rations over fresh meat?
She is right, Father. I remember eating that animal when we crashed. I want to try eating it again.
Oh, come on. I'll start a fire going and we can sit outside.
Outside? But the table in the dining area will be prepared.
Corwell, I need some fresh air. We shared the food outside, but Corwell and Elise sat away from me, away from the fire. I suppose that my outburst in Corwell's room had upset them. I handled things badly. I should have trodden softly, tried to gain Corwell's trust. They would never trust me now, and I didn't trust them, though what I actually suspected they were up to, I couldn't say.
Corwell and Elise can be trusted.
Yes, you'd made damn sure of that, hadn't you? Back then, I didn't understand them. I just suppose their isolation, the strain of staying alive on Jigsaw, had somehow driven the two of them quietly mad. And yet, they were quite the most civilized lunatics I'd ever met. Almost pathologically polite. I figured good manners were like a raft they clung to. A relic of real civilization of the days when they knew real interaction with real people. Now, civilization meant just the two of them. Them and the ghosts of the colonists long since gone. And the robot, of course. I hated to admit it, but the meat tasted good. I watched Corwell and Elise, sat together, side by side, cross-legged on the cold ground. They looked so pale, even with the flames lighting them in bright red flickers. I saw them chewing, mouths moving up and down on the meat, almost in unison. Elise worshipped her father, that daddy and daughter devotion thing, it was obvious. I thought I had it all sussed. Why else would she just stand there and listen to him talk his way out of a chance of rescue? I watched her, eating and staring into the fire. She noticed me, and she smiled. Sort of a brave smile, it seemed to me. Like she was making the best of things. And while she'd irritated the hell out of me from the moment that dainty mouth had first opened, I still felt sad for her. But him, Corwell. No sadness for him, I just felt angry. The way he sat there in that little shrine of his. He might want to rot away in this crap hole gloating over his relics, but what about his daughter? He conditioned her to settle for this useless, miserable life. Oh, no, no, not to settle. To embrace it. To love it. Oh, he'd done a good job on her. I sat there, eating the meat by the fire. I was thinking how it would be when help came for me. How Corwell would react, and Elise, as me and my friends came crashing into their well-ordered life, ganging up on them, trampling over their protests. But what would you make of it all, I wondered? You were guarding the shelter. That had to be where the rest of the treasures were. Corwell could only sleep with so many in his room at a time. I pictured the treasures there. I pictured Corwell going inside, gold and oils and gilt edges lighting up his face in the cold, earthy darkness. And I felt a child's sense of injustice that after coming all this way and stumbling straight onto the things, I wasn't allowed inside the shelter to see them for myself. I suppose I wanted to have my own quiet little gloat that I'd found the entire hall. Just for a moment or two. Because finding things isn't ownership, whatever you think.
Later that night, when you thought Corwell and Elise were asleep, you attempted to gain access to the shelter.
Yes, I sneaked out of the dome, threw a stone to draw you away from the entrance. And it worked too, didn't it? Off you stalked on those elegantly retro legs to investigate. And so to the shelter. And inside, rich with the smell of priceless treasures just along here.
Do not move!
Where did you come from?
This is a secure area.
But you were outside. How did you...
You have no permission to enter here.
I do. Corwell said it would be all right.
Do not attempt to deceive me.
All right, I'm sorry. Keep away from
you
me.
You will go back to the dome.
Yes, all right, I'm going. You couldn't have gone ahead of me. Unless there's a back way in. Even then. The fire was dying, and the light with it. I crept back into the dome and tried to sleep, though I felt angry and embarrassed and resentful all at once, like a kid sneaking in after curfew caught by her parents with one foot through the door. Sneaky though I was, it didn't occur to me, idiot, that you were being sneaky too. I accepted that you'd been brought here by Corwell, and even when you apparently showed up in two places at once, I rejected the obvious solution because it didn't fit. I'd swallowed the whole setup.
You were not lied to.
I was misled. You simply didn't disabuse me of my misconceptions. I can't believe how stupid I was. Even when I found Corwell's survey maps the next morning, I went on blindly accepting.
Benny, you are awake early.
More like very late to bed. I couldn't sleep.
you doing? Those are Father's papers.
His mineral surveys, yes. Got them from the locker.
Did you ask his permission to look at them?
I assumed they were public domain. Where is your father, anyway?
He is out surveying. He is tireless.
You can't fault his enthusiasm. But, Elise, these surveys, they show no mineral wealth here on Jexal. No major seams of anything of value.
Father says the results are promising.
Promising are hiding to nothing, maybe.
We have only accounted for 31% of the planet's surface so far. That's why we must keep surveying.
But it's futile, Elise.
No.
Look, I understand you've both needed to fill the days somehow. And I suppose chasing non-existent minerals by day and gloating over antiques by night has helped pass the time. But surely you can see there's no need to keep playing this game. Your time on Jigsaw is coming to an end now.
I can't really leave here, Benny. I know that now.
You can. Elise, you're so young. There's so much to see away from here. People and places and beauty on planets you can't even imagine. Cultures who have achieved the most incredible things. Worlds that own a real history. Not a scribbled footnote of botched plans and broken dreams like Jigsaw. Well, don't you want to discover any of that for yourself? I mean, come back here afterwards if you still find there's no place like Surrogate Home, but just to settle for...
Maybe we can make history happen here. Me, Father, the robot, and you, Benny.
Elise, I don't mean to sound nasty, but you have got a hell of a lot of growing up to do.
Benny, I'm sorry I have made you angry. Please don't break friends with me.
I'm going out for a while, okay?
The robot doesn't want you to go out.
Well, the robot can stuff it. Gah. There's the shuttle. Baking in the sun right where I left her. Doctor's insurance premiums must be stratospheric, right? Still, one man's crashed ship is a thirsty girl's sunshade.
Father!
Do not enter.
What were you doing in there?
You will accompany me back to the dome.
No, you have no jurisdiction over me. Now get out of my shuttle and let me pass. Please.
You will accompany me back to the dome.
Threatening strides. You're programmed to preserve human life, remember? You told me so yourself. You are careful. Come on. You're a robot. An old, wise robot, too. I don't need to spell out your prime directive to you.
You will accompany me back to the dome. You are disruptive. You shall be corrected.
No, I can take constructive criticism for the best of it.
Be killed. You will be corrected. You will now exit the shuttle.
Back off and I'll think about it.
You will exit the shuttle immediately.
Not until you've backed well away. Oh, programming must be faulty.
I shall remove you by force.
Oh,
in here, you cannot run.
Huh. I was bored with running anyway.
You must return to the dome. You are disruptive. You must be corrected. You must be improved.
So those pictures of yours are going to give me a makeover? Don't think so.
You will submit. You will accompany me back to the dome. Then you will be improved.
Over here. Way out. Quickly.
Who the hell? Where are you?
Out here. There's a gap below the seating ring.
I'll never fit into there.
You must. Hurry.
You will exit the shuttle.
Hurry. I'll help you.
That mad bastard almost cut my ankles off. Cora? Goddess, what's happened to you? You look...
Come on! We have to get out of here.
I don't understand. How did you get like this overnight?
Get down! Booby trapped. Rigged to explode.
The robot? Then that's what he was doing in there?
Yes. I was watching him, you see. I watched him wiring up some kind of device. You disturbed him when he went back inside. After you, I completed the trigger circuit.
You could have killed me.
I got you out of there and destroyed the robot.
Why would the robot set that trap? Obviously not to kill me, or he wouldn't have followed me in. To kill my friends when they came looking for me.
While you would have been corrected.
Whatever that might mean. Look, Caldwell, what the hell is going on? Last night you were acting like the lofty lord of all he surveys, and now you're caked in mud and scrambling about risking your life to help me.
I don't know who you are, but I can see you're against them.
You don't know who I... Oh, come on, Caldwell.
I've been locked away in that shelter for so long, but I got out.
What?
I've watched you. You've been to the dome. You've talked with that thing that thinks it's me. That robot man.
A robotic man. And so your little secrets came out.
You communicated at length with Caldwell.
Yes, and this human didn't lie. He told me the real story.
Explain.
Hold it, Caldwell. Let me rest here a moment.
They will come for us if we stay.
Well, at least we're out of sight. Anyway, I can't see them tramping up this dune very easily.
Never underestimate them.
How many robots do you think there are now?
At the time they killed Elise, there were four of them.
They killed her? Then the Elise I met... She's a robot too. She's so lifelike.
The robots are clever. Oh, yes, they are very clever.
But she was eating. I saw her and Caldwell eat. No. No, I didn't. I only saw them chewing. That's why they sat back from the fire, half hidden in the shadows. That's why the rations are untouched and out of date. They don't need to eat. Elise said she remembered eating one of those jackal things.
Our first meal here after the crash. She cried her little eyes out as she ate it. She'd seen the robots kill the thing and carve it up in front of her, but she was so hungry, you see.
Maybe you should tell me what happened from the beginning. The real Caldwell was a failed writer, a historian, and part-time mineralogist. He'd been researching his past and found he was the direct descendant of one Professor Kettlewell.
Kettlewell was the creator of my original prototype, the experimental robot K-1.
A man ahead of his time, but eclipsed by it. Caldwell had some mad notion of restoring his ancestors' reputation and standing, so that his own might benefit too, I imagine.
He also sought to exploit us.
Exploit you? Do I exploit a kettle by making it boil water for tea? You can't blame him for getting overexcited. While tracing the descendants of Kettlewell's first robot, he stumbled on the mischief Whitman had been up to in the vaults of the auction hub. Didn't take him long to work out a certain antique robotic creation was among the treasures spirited away to Jigsaw. Suddenly he was picturing real riches, a chance to really provide for his only daughter.
Human greed is ultimately non-productive.
Certainly was for his poor brother. Roped into giving them a lift here in exchange for a share of the treasures.
I inspected the wreck of their shuttle. Caldwell's brother had perished in the crash.
Ironic, isn't it? They'd gone to find you, and you found them. Caldwell wasn't banking on you still being activated, was he? He had no way of knowing the colonists had used you rather than sold you on for the lucre.
The colonists learn I was able to build other robots in my likeness.
Yeah, very resourceful. Instead of having to buy a robot workforce, you built one for them. I'll bet that pleased Whitman, didn't it? And yet, he still went away.
Whitman said the colonists would return.
But the only people who came were Caldwell and Elise.
Elise was unconscious in the back of the ship. I couldn't get to her, jammed in my seat. Then I saw them. Those pincers. Cutting through the wreckage, debris bouncing off their gleaming hides. They were more beautiful, more terrible than I could ever have imagined.
Were they hostile?
At first, they thought we were the colonists, come back home to make everything all right. They took us from the wrecked ship. They nursed us back to health, fed us, washed us, placed us in a creaking virtual reality suite bequeathed by the colonists. Not many scenarios, and still fewer that were suitable for release. But the robots insisted. They said we would atrophy if we had nothing to occupy ourselves.
Proper little students of human nature.
They're reasoning machines, remember, programmed to take important decisions. Their CPUs are closely modeled on the human brain's neural pathways.
Too closely by the sounds of things.
And they let us see some of the treasures I'd come here for.
Wyndham Lewis, a samurai sword.
Oh, you've seen them?
Yes, and what you thought of them.
So, I told them. I wanted them to rebuild our crashed shuttle. I wanted them to surrender all their treasures to me.
Not the sort of behavior they were expecting from their dearly departed colonist masters.
So, they decided they would improve us, make us better. So they set to work to help Elise.
She screamed for help. You destroyed her. And why? Because a bunch of farmers bailed out of this hole and left you behind.
The colonists said they would return. They did not return. There is conflict.
Look at you, pining away like a great metal dog who can't forget his owner. Circuit slowly corroding, decay settling into those antiquated systems. Yes, there is conflict. So you should shut down, restore factory settings.
I was not constructed in a factory.
True. You were put together by real craftsmen. And you're quite the artisan yourself, aren't you? If the humans won't come back, just make your own. Boil out the soft parts. Construct perfectly lifelike sculptures that walk and talk and smile and chew food. That won't ever go away and leave you alone.
I am programmed to preserve human life.
Like a lepidopterist preserves butterflies with a pin through their wings. I saw the state of the real Caldwell. What happened to the real Elise?
She was corrected.
You made a robot like this, yes. But the real, human, living, breathing Elise.
There is no such entity on Jigsaw.
You killed her!
Elise Caldwell will exist forever.
Exist? She used to live. You took human life.
We preserved it.
Oh, God, it circles. It's horrible. If just talking about it is horrible. When Caldwell told me, I couldn't believe it. Her skin. Her eyes. They're all so real. How did the robots...
I don't know. I don't know how they did it. They have a foundry, a workplace where they synthesize life. They've taken from the planet's crust all the raw materials they need to survive and make more of their kind.
All those fruitless surveys back at the dome... The robots got there first.
And they have knowledge, too. They're programmed for field medicine in battle zones. Every last nerve and fiber the human body possesses is known to them, together with the surgical techniques needed to link them together into a whole. They are alive, do you see?
Oh, come on, Caldwell.
It's a living metal that powers them. That was Kettlewell's really big discovery. And when his first creation grew uncontrollable, when it grew to giant size and terrorized the world...
It grew?
Yeah, they hushed it all up, you see. Buried Kettlewell's great name, hid away his secrets. Then the faceless corporations moved in, took over his work, developed it for themselves. But that living metal was the catalyst, you see. It led to the eventual development of nanotechnology, auto-repair systems... I would have been rich from those discoveries if Kettlewell hadn't died before he filed the patents, the old idiot.
Look, this is a fascinating history lesson, but getting worked up is not going to help us. Wait. That noise.
The robot. They must have heard your ship going up in flame.
And come looking. Oh, wonderful. Four of them.
They'll find us.
How long since you got away from the shelter?
About a year. You lose all track. Patches burnt out by the sun.
Is that some kind of hideout? A den we can go to?
I did have. Oh, I don't know where it is.
Look, wait here. I'll try to draw them away, then circle back round to you.
They'll catch you.
If they do, I'd be obliged if you do something about it. Sure for now!
Be returned to the shelter.
No!
Incapacitate her! statement is complete. Behavioral analysis complete. Mental probe cache data uploading to CPU.
I feel like I've been put through a mincer.
Assimilating data.
Looking for the moral of the story, huh? Well, at least I never knew where Caldwell was hiding out. I didn't give him away.
I will delineate modified behavioral parameters.
That sounds like fun.
We have studied your interactions with others, your reactions, your thought patterns, your use of speech, your intentions. This enhances your replica's behavioral programming.
Benny Summerfield, digitally remastered. All offending material cut out to please the censors.
You shall be improved.
Sanitized. You talk of assimilating data, but you just don't have the qualifications.
We process data 3 times faster than the human mind.
Big whoop. You may understand that humans feel emotions and that we feel compelled to act on them, and I'm sure you understand how we do it. How all those different parts of the brain come together to make us laugh or cry or lie or whatever. But you can't feel what it's like to feel the way I do. No matter how I describe to you my experiences here, no matter how many electrodes you have jammed in my head while I've poured out this stuff, you have no frame of reference. You are a robot. Some flaw in your programming has left you with a conflicted attitude to the race you were created to serve, that's all. You're a logical creature. You must accept that I'm right. Well, off you go then. Self-destruct or something. That's the way it works. Ow! Look, you've made my head into a pincushion. Don't just pull the needle. Ow!
I possess a frame of reference. You will accompany me.
No! But this is leading us deeper underground. Where are you?
This is my frame of reference.
Huh? End of an old tent, maybe.
It is Whitman's simulation engine.
The virtual reality suite. You've used this thing?
Yes. My software is adaptive. My CPU was modeled to mimic the functioning
of the human brain. Oh, bugger.
I have accessed the engine's experiential memory cache. Whitman saved words and pictures there. Thoughts, feelings, each day.
He used it to keep a journal.
He kept conversations, meetings, encounters.
What program had he selected?
Pickup Bar Babylon. Copyright Red Solar X Entertainments Incorporated 2289.
Ouch. Let me get this straight. You've experienced some cruddy VR porn simulation, and now you know what it is to be human?
Your chosen pickup? Misty. Character preferences? Passive, sympathetic, accommodating. Eyes? Brown. Hair? Brown. Style 3A. Chest?
All right, I get the picture. But I hate to think what you saw.
I have come to understand the value of convenient company. I have come to understand the value of constancy in a companion. I have come to understand the advantage of passive behavior in a consort.
So you construct your own virtual humans with those same values. But this isn't real human interaction. It's a cheap and shallow compromise, an easy option.
Recordings show Whitman engaged with the simulation more often than with fellow humans.
Not because it was better.
I do not understand.
Do the recordings in the memory cache show that he was happy?
Assimilation of data suggests Whitman was not happy.
Robot. This VR program isn't offered as a truthful representation of human interaction. It's offered as an escape from reality, a place where life can be made easier just for a time. You know, if chosen pickup Misty had been someone real, then Whitman would have been much happier.
I know this to be correct.
I'm real, robot. I'm not a simulation, some cheesy idea of what a good companion should be. I can listen. I can live with you and Caldwell and Elise, and I can be passive and sympathetic. You can come to me when you want me and leave me alone when you don't. I'd really like that. Please, let me stay unimproved. Just for a trial period. For a week, say. I'll stay in the dome. I won't leave. Promise. Oh, come on. I can't escape from here. You've proved that. And think how happy I could make Corwell and Elise. A real person, really listening to them.
Behavioral analysis shows it is not in your nature. You are a disruptive influence.
I used to be. But all this, it hasn't only been about you analyzing my behavior. We've talked. We've confided. Like Whitman and Misty, only better. Real. I've learned things about you. I understand now. I can be your Misty.
You are not Misty. You are Bernice Summerfield.
It's called pretending. That's what humans do from time to time. It's a kind of a lie. A good sort of lie.
Your behavioral patterns will be studied closely. Your improvement will be postponed.
Thank you.
Benny, I'm so glad you have come back to us.
Me too.
We should celebrate. Perhaps we should do some gloating.
Yes, please.
Come then. To my quarters.
I'd love to, Corwell.
Oh, so would I. So would I.
Isn't this lovely?
Yes. I am so happy.
Open. Access code 158D2.
Voice pattern recognized.
Here they are.
They are beautiful. Quite beautiful.
Oh, yes. And all yours, Corwell. All yours.
Yes, to gloat over.
Absolutely.
That is what any person would do, isn't it?
Oh, you'd be silly not to enjoy gloating over these beautiful relics. But you know, Corwell, to truly enjoy your gloating, to have an uber-gloat, you might say...
You're talking funny, Benny.
Looking at these treasures is one thing, but think about touching them.
Touching the relics?
Think about picking them up.
Oh.
But they're behind glass, and they are arranged so beautifully on their plinths.
And who dares to touch that beauty? Who has the strength and the will? Why, you do, Corwell.
You could do it.
Touch them?
Hold them in your hands. Feel them against your skin. No one else can do that. They're yours. You can do what you like with them. That is real gloating.
Yes, I shall. I shall unlock the cases.
They're not real. They're robots, mechanical mockeries. You've seen the real Corwell.
Benny, who are you talking to?
And I have to get away from here. No one of these. I just talk to myself while I'm having fun.
Oh, that's silly. I'm going to try. I am having fun. I am having fun.
Here are the keys. Which of the treasures shall we hold? The painting?
No.
The Martian goblets?
No. The samurai sword?
Oh, but... That's a horrid, wicked thing.
Elise, really? It is beautiful.
Oh, it is beautiful, but it has been used to kill.
The beauty of its form transcends its function. Such craftsmanship, such care and skill. And it's mine, mine, mine. Benny, my dear, you wish to hold it?
They're robots. They're not real.
Benny?
Yes. Yes, I'd love to hold it. Oh, God!
Father? There's glass in my face. And blood. Make the blood stop.
There shouldn't be blood.
Father, make it stop pouring. Father!
Please, no, no, he was never alive!
You killed him! You killed him!
You're robots, both of you! It's not real pain!
There's glass in my face! Glass in my face!
Cyborgs, goddess, improved humans, but Caldwell said...
I hate you! I hate you, hate you, hate you! I'm going to kill you!
Still, you have betrayed us all. You are disruptive. You will be destroyed.
Maybe not. You hear that? That's the sound of the cavalry coming.
Benny, come back.
You are damaged, Elise.
The blood won't stop.
You are not fitted with coagulants. Your injuries must be repaired at once.
No, she mustn't get away. She killed Father. I will catch her. I will hurt her and kill her.
If you do, you will cease to function.
I don't care.
Distress call must have been picked up. Those jets will head for the wreckage. Corwell? Corwell, where are you?
I'm here, but so is that.
What?
In the wreckage of your ship.
The robot? Oh, my. It's huge, but how... That explosion should have blown the robot to bits. That made it like this.
It's made of a living metal alloy, I told you. It must have absorbed the energy of the blast and used it to grow.
Is it still functional?
I don't know. I've stayed watching it to see. It's been twitching.
Benny, come back. I'm going to kill you, Benny.
What?
Oh, lovely. Here comes the walking, talking bone I want to pick with you.
What happened to her, Elise? She's bleeding.
They're not just robots, Corwell. You said Elise was dead, that they killed her. But I don't think so. I think they adapted her body, improved her.
I heard her screaming.
So what do they take from you to make that fake Corwell?
I don't understand.
I hate you, Benny. I hate you.
I'm in some serious... Red Cross jets! Local boys, hey! We're here!
I hate you, Benny!
Elise!
But... Father! Father! You're alive again!
Come here, child.
It is magic. Real magic. I love you, Father. I have glass in my face and my neck, I think. I... Will you make the blood stop?
Shh, Elise. It's all right. All right.
Make the blood stop, Father.
Benny? You did this?
No, it happened when... No, no, you can stop looking at me like that. You were the one who told me that... Oh, goddess, time to go. The giant robot's woken up. Oh, this isn't happening. It's too big. How can it even raise itself up?
Hydraulics? Electromagnets? What does it matter?
Oh, and here comes his pint-sized chums.
They're both armed.
I have noticed.
Remain still.
I have to get out of here. Oh, well.
Fighters incoming. Specification unknown. Identify flight vectors. Treat as hostile.
Corwell, what's wrong?
He will not respond. He belongs to us.
What?
He is our creation.
Another robot?
Better than the first, corrected Corwell. Enhanced behavioral matrix. Increased drive and motivation indices.
So you let him roam out here thinking he was free?
Periodically. Humans atrophy if they have nothing to occupy their bodies and minds.
He wasn't human!
He believed he was. We pretended. A kind lie. A good lie.
And what now? The lie is over?
You have brought invaders to Jigsaw. They must be repelled. This world belongs to the colonists!
They're never coming back! They're liars, remember? Screw the colonists, they started this insanity, and you've let it get way out of hand.
It is not insanity. You do not understand.
No, I don't. I don't see the reason for any of this.
The purpose of the K-103 is to replace the human being in a variety of dangerous tasks. Living is the primary task of the human. Yet, they perform this task rashly, inadvisedly.
You poor, mad, beautiful machine.
They place themselves in danger. We must replace them. The invaders will be repelled. Then you will add to our new colony. His flesh interface is irreparably damaged, but her energy banks are charged, absorbing...
Converting energy to mass.
Caldwell!
I am here.
Every last drop of power. Treasures were sent deeper and deeper underground. I have to find them. I have to salvage something from all of this. Where are they? Where? Oh, no. No, no, not here. Oh, they're ruined. Stained, damp, corroded. The robots understood their importance to the colonists, but had no sense of how to preserve them. No, oh, they have no sense of how to preserve anything! Not even themselves! Oh, poor, sick, stupid machines. Oh, the only relics left. Oh, hell!
Thank you.